Let them have your past. And you go on to the future. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high call. We all got a past. Yeah, I used to.
We know your hearts are filled with fans from the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holman Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpton, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpton, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord. Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II.
Verse from 1 Peter, and that would be verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And it simply says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers of his holy word. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, my promotion is on the way. I don't care what arena your promotion is coming in. If you will simply hear the word of the Lord and obey it, God has some promises connected with this principle if we apply it. Peter shares this word, and he's dealing with some commands that is to be understood, or that are to be understood by Christians. The world may not understand these commands, these principles. They may not understand how, if they would do what seems opposite of the world's teaching and the world's principles and the world's tactics, how they will be profitable. But God has given us a whole nother word to live by. That's why the Bible says that if we're really going to be blessed, then we have to make sure that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. We can't stand in the way of the sinner, nor can we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that word doth we meditate day and night, because God has another word for us. The world has one word, but God has the word. And when we learn how to operate in that word, God has to back up. Have you ever been passed over on secular jobs, a promotion that you were rightfully due? Has there ever been a time in your life when you figured at a certain point in time you should be a whole lot further than where you are? Has there ever been a time when you found yourself more qualified than someone else who was less qualified, more deserving than someone who was less deserving, but it seemed as though your positions were juxtaposed? Well, there is a word from the Lord, and I need you to see it the way God sees it. If we focus on what God tells and teaches us to focus on, then while he's working it out, and we are in fellowship and worship of him, he will continuously, from past to present to future, give us something to continuously be in praise about. I can't begin to tell you how important praise is as a part of your daily worship, as a part of your daily meditation, as a part of your daily action. Because when you really learn the power of praise, you will keep praise as a part of your continual operation. I mean, you'll have reasons upon reasons, and if ever you think of his goodness to you, then you'll have reasons. While you're waiting him to open up one door, you'll just be caught up in the doors he's already open. And by the time you keep looking back about what he's already done, when you turn around and look again, he done opened up another door. But when you stand there being bigoted, talking about, I deserve to be this, I went to school, I got blah, 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 when you get caught up in your I-itis, you hinder God from doing what he wants. So look at what the first word says in verse 6, humble. Jesus said, humble is the way. Humble. Now, the problem with humility is we think everybody else ought to have it. But look at the word. It says, humble yourself. Now, this is important. I need you to understand. God can humble you and still never promote you. If he humbles you, usually chastisement, correction, and punishment is the result of him humbling you. So with that, he has no need nor no warrant to bless you because he had to break you. But when you understand it in its proper context and content, you'll understand that when you humble yourself in the presence and in the understanding of whose presence you are in, then it ought to be easy for you to humble yourself, bring yourself to the realization that you are the creation and he is the creator, and everything you are is because of him, and in him you move and have your being. When you realize and recognize that the humility that must come at this point comes because of your relationship and your fellowship and your understanding of his purpose for your life. Humble yourself. But when I humble myself, I begin to realize several things at play. First of all, that number one, God is in control. And if God is in control, then there is nothing chaotic, even if it seems like it, that God has not already worked out. What I've got to understand is that between his promise and the actual providing or the manifestation of that reality is called a process. And sometimes in the process of building or constructing, there's got to be some destructing. So sometimes before he can build up, there are some things he's got to tear down. Sometime you've got to realize before he can put you back the way he wants you, he's got to pick you all apart. Sometime before you can straighten up, you got to mess up some stuff. You got to pull some stuff up and get to the root of something. So you got to understand there is a process by which and through which God operates to get me to that next level.
and I can't focus on the process. What I need to do while he's working it out is just continue to focus on him and what he's already done and praise my way through the process. Second of all, I've got to realize that not only, you know, is he in control, but I am his child. And if I am his child, I've got to remember that he loves me too much to let me have my own way. So sometime he's got to chastise me or discipline me. And yet I may not always understand why he uses the measures that he uses. Sometime that word discipline or chastisement has or carries two or dual connotations. One with he has to straighten me out for stuff I've done wrong. That's punishment. But then sometime he's got to train me and divinely develop me so that I'll be able to handle what he's got coming to me. You see, sometime when you're going through stuff, it ain't because you done some stuff. It's because of all the stuff God's getting ready to deposit in your life. You'll know how you ought to handle it when you get the stuff. I've said it before, it's like folk who ain't never had nothing. If they ain't never been trained in how to handle stuff, when they get stuff, they'll mess it all up. That's why if you don't learn how to deal with the realities of being faithful in few things, God will never give you much things to be over, because he knows if you don't handle the little stuff right, you are not going to handle the big stuff right. If you can't do right with a little bit in your hand, you make $1,000 a month, and you want to make $10,000 a month, and you ain't paying tithe off $1,000 a month, what make you think God's going to give you $10,000 a month? Listen, God gives a blessing to the one he can send a blessing through. And if he knows you ain't caught up on yourself and your own desires and wasting everything on you, and he can be blessed and his kingdom can be blessed by blessing you, then he will open up windows of heaven. Because he know you ain't caught up on yourself. Some of that's going to make it to the kingdom. Some of that's going to make it to the people. He's already got their name by which you are going to be the one who present to them what God has for. Matter of fact, God says, when I lend to the poor, I'm give to the poor, I'm lending to God. Now, you know, it's a good thing to be able to say, I just loaned some money to God. By giving to the poor, I lend to God. And I got to tell you, God always pays back with bigger dividends. Y'all don't hear me yet. If I ever learn how to do right with what he gives to me, that is everything he invests in me, that is internal and external. See, a whole lot of us won't be holy in thou and make it all spiritual. But this ain't all spiritual. This is dealing with the arenas of everyday life, and this deals with everything that is connected with you. And if you will humble yourself and submit and surrender yourself and your possessions to God, listen, that's your ability. That is your talents, your gifts, your money, your body, your mouth, your mind, everything that you are when you humble that before God. Listen at this. Listen, the Bible says, you have got to place it strategically under the mighty hand of God. See, because some of us will humble ourselves, but it won't be under the mighty hand of God. It may be under a circumstance or under a situation. This is a willful act of me saying, God, you are God in my life. You are the Lord of my life. Everything I am and everything I have, I surrender it to you to do with what you desire. Speak to my heart and I will do what you say. That is humbling everything you are and everything you have, God, under the mighty hand of God. You are surrendering to his word, his will, and to his way. You are saying, God, I am in your control. My whole thoughts, my whole actions, my whole life is submitted and committed to you. Now I want you to see this word, because I want to turn somewhere else and just confirm and show you other word. It says, under the mighty, somebody say mighty.
Mighty.
Mighty. See what God, this word is saying, you do well to humble yourself under someone who can crush you. Amen. Because the mighty hand of God can do what he wants to do in spite of you. But when you understand who it is that you are surrendering to under the mighty hand of God, means that God is authoritative, arbitrary, and absolute. He does what he wants to do. And when I set myself in covenant agreement under him, he then becomes my covering. And because he's my covering and I've entered into covenant agreement with him, then that means he's got to take care of me. And because his hand is so mighty, I have surrendered and I have already committed to my own heart's desire to know that there is no other power greater than the power or the hand or the authority of God. So when I surrender myself under his mighty hand, no matter what the devil tells me, no matter what the devil does to me, no matter what the devil's desire is for me, he can't do nothing with me when I'm under the hand, the mighty hand of God. Now, I want you to see something else here. The word says this, that he may exalt you, that he. Now, can I tell you, it's a whole lot easier for him to exalt you when you're in your proper place. See, you got to be in your place for God to promote you. That's why so many of us miss our blessings, because we are not where we ought to be when God is ready to bless us, take us to another level. We are not positioned so God can lift us to the next level. So the Bible says that he, and that always infers that it's his will. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When God seems to be ready to promote us, it's usually when we're not ready. Somebody ain't getting this. It's when you think that you can't handle the promotion. It's when, and this is what I love about him. He usually promotes us when we think we're not ready, and he usually puts us higher than we thought we would be. Now, can I tell you why he does this? Because when he allows you to humble yourself, then you have stripped yourself of pride. You have stripped yourself of self, thinking, you know, I can do all this, blah, 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 and you leave him out of the thinking process. It's all about you and your natural abilities, and you don't give God the glory for being the one working in you and through you and for you. You strip him of all the praise and honor when you think you can handle it on your own. So usually when he promotes us, it's when we don't think we're ready for it, and then he puts us in a place where we were like, Lord, I know I was going to get promoted, but I thought I was going to be here. I didn't know you was going to make it there. So then that further humbles us, because we then have to look to him for our understanding of operation. We have to look to him for our strength. We have to look to him for our directives. We have to look to him for the knowledge to be able to function in a way that would be congruent with all of the realities of my being promoted on a higher level. God, I got another thing to tell you about it. God never ever puts you where he cannot keep you. Y'all don't hear me? If he puts you up there, you're not ready, it's higher than you thought, it's because he ain't expecting you to do it. It's him going to do it through you. Y'all ain't getting this. You can't get caught up on yourself when you know it ain't you. I run into preachers and people all the time who know where God has brought me from in terms of ministry. Came out of a ministry with 69 people when I went to my first pastorate. How God elevated and increased his ministry. And now we're nearly at 5,000 folk, two locations, God ministering and working. Man, I don't see how you can stay humble like this with all God's blessed you with. I say, I don't see how I can't stay humble with this, because this ain't even all God's got for me. I wish I had a witness here. And if I get big-headed in the basement, somebody, this is the basement compared to where God's going to take us to. If he can't trust me in the basement, what makes you think he's going to be able to trust me up on the top floor? Doing this. Turn to somebody and say, the Lord is doing this thing. I ain't got no problem giving him the credit, because the credit is where it belongs with him. He could have used anybody. I'm just glad he gave me a chance to be the one he could work through. Look at this, look at this, look at this again. That he may exalt you, that he may, not your boss, that he may, not your education, that he may, not your experience or your skills or your ability, that he may, when he looks at this thing and say, I want to do it just because I'm God all by my, that he may exalt you. Now, here's what you need to see as this verse closes out. In due time. Somebody turn to their neighbor and say, neighbor, my promotion is coming. Now, add this, in due time. Now, the question is, can you wait for the due time? See, that's my problem. That's my problem. That's my problem. Time is all right. It's just the due time that I got a problem with. Because most of us want our promotion and we want it yesterday. What is due time? What is due time? I'm glad you asked. Due time is when the time is due. See, y'all waiting for some deep theological ramification of what due time was, wasn't it? Due time is when the time... Whose hand is time in? And if you are under the mighty hand of God, then that means God is in control of time. And time, listen at this, and you need to get this revelation. When the time for your promotion comes, God is not going to let it pass you by. It may seem to be a long time coming, but you need to know a long time ain't due time. Because God knows that due time is the perfect time. It is when his word, his will, and his way, and all that you have surrendered to them, to him, has aligned itself, and it is the perfect time to operate in your life. Due time is in the process of God working everything else out. Yeah, you could have handled it probably a long time ago, but there were some other things God saw that you didn't see. So in due time means the process of time, and it means that God is working out everything in time, that by the time you get to where he promotes you to, everything will be just fine. That's how he operates. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are called according to his... Turn with me, if you will. Psalm 145. Psalm 145. I want you to see this. God, I don't care who you are, what you are, where you are. God's got a due time, a due season in mind. Psalm 145 and verse 15. Listen at this. And it says, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Now look at this word, because the word is so clear. It's saying, I don't care who, everything that has a dependence upon God has to wait until God gets ready to provide for them what their needs are. When it says the eyes of all wait upon thee, it's talking about every living creation, every living thing has to get its substance and its sustenance from God and God alone. He may use different channels through different and various reservoirs and through different ramifications, but everything comes from the Lord. And so if they are going to receive it, they're going to receive it when God God says it's time. Look at what the next verse says. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every. That's why you need to stay underneath his hand. Because everything you need is in his
hand.
Come on here, talk to me, somebody. And look at what the word says. Thou openest thine hand. Do you know God can do just like you? He can close his hand and nothing gets in. And nothing comes out. But when God opens his hand, the Bible says he satisfies. Listen at this. The desire of every living thing. Verse 17 says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. I humble myself because there is no other power greater than his power, and I reverence and respect him, and I bow my face down before him. And when I fear him, look at what the Bible says, he will fulfill the desire. Listen at this. Of them that fear him. You know, because my desires are going to align themselves with his word. Psalm 37, 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. I want you to see something else. I'm not through with verse 19 yet. It says, he also will hear that cry and will save them. Verse 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. Will he destroy? My mouth, verse 21, shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever. We ought to be in a constant posture of blessing God, of praising God, of elevating God, of honoring God, of lifting him up. Why? Because he's always doing something and has already done something worthy of us continuously praising and lifting him up. I want you to see something else. Turn to Psalm 68 right quick. I want you to see this word. Psalm 68, look at verse 19 and 20, and then I'm closing. It says, blessed be the Lord, who daily. You see, I got a problem with folk who don't expect much from the Lord. And you've got to listen, when you're in right relationship and fellowship with him, you learn how to expect what he has for you. Look at what the word says again. Blessed be the Lord who daily, and the next word is what I want you to focus on. Loadeth.
By this program. Our email address is info@ Monroe, West Monroe.